Good evening, a late evening it is for me here on the east side. My butterfly babies and butterfly bosses, I just want to say greetings and salutations, peace and love, love and light, and all that jazz. Thank you for tuning in. You have reached Naked Meets Noir. I want to get into this new series that I discussed in a previous episode regarding my hair journey, and it's something very dear to me. I'm sure very dear to a lot of melanated beings. So I'm just, you know, I just want to be open and vulnerable and relatable, and also, you know, possibly help someone else that may be going through the same thing that I'm going through. You know, but that's the human experience. We're all experiencing the same thing, just at different altitudes, different frequencies. But all in all, when you wrap it around, it all usually comes out to be very similar. So welcome to Naked Meets Noir. I hope everybody's week was amazing and nothing short. Very grateful to have you tuning in as a listener. And before we get started, I do want to make just a quick announcement. Today's show is being sponsored by MadeInMaji.com. If you guys haven't checked out that website, I suggest you do that, okay? After listening to the episode, of course, make sure you pay a visit to MadeInMaji.com. That is M-A-D-E. N as in Nancy, MAJI.com, MadeInMaji.com. And they have some amazing exclusive, you know, products on there, such as clothing, shoes. They even have a high-end luxury, you know, bag and luggage line, and they got jackets and skincare products, black owned business. So if you care to put your dollar back into, you know, the black business, I suggest you go take a look. Thank you so much for my sponsor for today's episode. Thank you. So we're gonna go right into it. All right, so the first episode of this series is titled Roots. And I titled this episode Roots simply because that's where it's all started, right? The roots is the foundation, the core, you know, what everything is made up of. You know, when you hear that, let's get to the root of the problem. Let's get to the core. Let's get to the foundation of it. So that's simply what, you know, that implies. But to be more technical, the hair root, I'm not sure if you guys have learned what the hair root is actually made up of. But if not, I have the definition for you here. And it reads as so. The root of the hair is made up of protein cells and is nourished by blood from nearby blood vessels. As more cells are created, the hair grows out of the skin and reaches the surface. Sebaceous glands near the hair follicles produce oil, which nourishes the hair and skin. I think that is pretty self-explanatory, but I wanted to provide the definition just in case anybody wanted to know this. So for me, I titled the first episode Roots because I wanted to come in with the actual scientific definition of the hair roots, but we're going to go and take it to another level here. Because like I said, the word root is the foundation. It's where it all starts. And as you can see from the definition, it definitely implies that this is where it all starts. So on the scientific side, on the, you know, as far as the biological side of the makeup when it comes to hair growth and hair care, you know, a lot of us in the melanated community have been taught to, you know, wash our hair usually on the weekends, some twice a week, depending on your upbringing and your, you know, in the Caribbean where my family's from, we say brought up sea. So depending on where you're actually from, your upbringing and who you were raised by or raised around, the importance of hair care in your home definitely was influenced by, you know, someone of the matriarch, or what have you. So for me, the women in my family, hair was such a big deal. It still is the biggest thing. All they do is talk about, oh, her hair's long, and you remember such and such, and so and so's daughter, and her hair's down to her back. Like, it was always included as part of the description of mentioning someone. So it was such a huge importance in my family, you know. And so growing up in a Caribbean family, in a very diverse Caribbean family at that, hair was just everything. Hair meant your beauty, it meant status. It also gave off a sense of self-care. People judged you by the way your hair looked, if it was neat, if it was, you know, just nicely done. If it was up, if it was down, if it was pulled back out of your face. That's just all the things that were considered a part of your appearance that people would judge. So as a little girl, growing up in the Caribbean, I did get the chance of living on an island for a few years. And some of my memories as a child was getting my hair done, more so for my grandmother and my aunt, because my younger child years, I didn't get the chance to be with my mother. That's for another episode. We'll dive deeper into that. But the years that I did spend with my grandmother and my aunt, who I was very, very close to, I have memories of them doing my hair. Some of the memories weren't so great because if you remember that demon hot comb that every melanated being had to at least some point in their life encounter, I'm telling you, I know everybody has a story. I'm sure of it. But yes. So yeah, as a little kid, the hot comb, no bueno. Okay. It was not going down. I used to run and cry and put up a fuss because I did not want that thing near me. But after, you know, the fought, after fighting and I lost the battle, you know, I would end up having to concede and you know, comply, and then, you know, and then when I look in the mirror, my hair is so pretty, so straight, so black, so shiny, and it's usually worth it after a while, like once you see the result. So I want to say, for me, going through my hair journey and being in my 30s, I feel that, you know, sometimes you got to go back to the root. You know, when you're going, or whatever you're deciding, if you want to do you know, the big chop and go through that TWA stage, right? The teeny weeny afro, I believe the acronyms stand for. Now there's so many options. You don't even have to go through that phase. You can do the big chop and then just keep wearing braids until your hair is to the desired length. But I want to bring back to the point that I was making that wherever you are in your hair care journey, I believe it's super important for you to get back to the root. Going back to the root just ties it all together, because that's where you can fill in the gaps. That's where you can find the missing pieces. And for me, I've been reflecting. And also, I implore you to get a journal. If you already have a journal, maybe create a section in there that's simply just for hair. Or I personally am doing a hair care journal because I want to hold myself accountable. And I want to create a routine, and I actually want to stick to it. I want to be disciplined in this, y'all. This is something dear to me, and I want to really get this. I want to get with it. No more excuses. So having the journal and jotting down, you know, just all that you, come across in your reflection. And so for me, I'm reflecting back to what does hair mean to me when I was a little girl? What feelings did I feel when I used to get my hair done? What affirmations did I receive, when I was young? And so when I look back, I do remember that, you know, I was more in love with my hair as a little girl. You know, it was long, it was beautiful, strong, black, jet black, shiny. I had really long hair. So I know for a lot of people who, you know, were used to having long hair when they were little, and then now in their adult stage, they can't get past a certain length. That's super frustrating, especially when you go back down memory lane and you're looking at old pictures and you see that your hair was just a beautiful length. And, you know, it was just in its glory, you know. And I'm a firm believer that your hair is your crown. So if you're frustrated with your crown, you know, doesn't that speak volumes? We're going to sit on that for a second. Your hair is your crown. So for me, looking back as a little girl, I had great, great memories. Now when we go into the teenage years, going to high school, you know, going through those whole different versions of our identity, looking for who we are, becoming, right? So I went through the phase of the rebellious, cut my hair. You know, I couldn't get past shoulder length, so I was frustrated, so I cut it down to my neck length. I did like kind of like a neck length bob, and then I wanted to add color, so I dyed it. It was the first time I bleached my hair. My stepmother was taking up cosmetology, and she wanted to practice, and I just jumped up as her test dummy. And I told her to experiment on my hair. And you know, women, we all go through it. And those of you who've never bleached your hair, congratulations. Because it can become an atrocity. But for me, it wasn't. It was the aftermath of having it and not maintaining it. But I believe you can definitely have, you know, colored hair and treated hair. You just have to really stick with the maintenance of it. I mean, really, really, I emphasize on the word really, really stick with it. So for me, you know, that was that as far as that goes. But as far as my hair, you know, I did that when I was 16. But I used to envy other girls in school that had long, beautiful hair. It just seemed that to me that they had more options. And when I saw other girls with longer hair, I also felt that these girls, had better financial situations at home with their family. And not saying that my family situations weren't, you know, as good. Thankfully, I came from, you know, the poverty class, and I had the blessing and the favor of being able to transition to a middle class. So things weren't, you know, as bad, but just seeing, you know what I mean, y'all, when you're out and about and you see people whose hair is done nice and their clothes are clean, and it doesn't have to be flashy, but they're just, they look clean, they look primped, you know, and prepped and ready to go, and they just look like they smell good, they look like that everything they do is just, you know, it's just positive, and just, it radiates just rich, you know. So I would envy people like that, because I felt like, why isn't my hair growing like that? Is it because, you know, the family that I'm around, and who's not, you know, helping me care for my hair properly? Or did I abandon my hair? Why is my mother not helping me anymore? Or so I definitely feel the mother-daughter connection does have a lot to do with your hair and your hair care and your hair journey. Because if your mother doesn't instill certain things in you regarding taking care of your hair, taking care of the root, the foundation, then I think after a while, you know, when that foundation isn't, if it's not tight and it's not secure, then everything's just gonna fall apart eventually. Which is why I feel this is where I am now. I let a lot of things fall through the gaps, fall through the cracks. And so for me, I look back and I realize that my hair and I, we had a divorce. I divorced my hair. I made it my business to say I no longer care about it. I wasn't speaking to my hair anymore. And it sounds silly to say this out loud, but it's true. You know, words are powerful. You know, when you speak things over yourself, you manifest these things. You tend to walk into these things because you are the master of your universe. You create and you destroy. So what comes out of your mouth has the power to create or destroy. There's life and death in the tongue. And I know you guys can feel what I'm talking about. So I don't want to go on and on, because I'm hopefully to keep this episode under 20 minutes. I will try. But I just wanted to give you guys just a little bit of background. You know, it starts from the beginning. So just looking back again as a little girl, I was in love with my hair, and I realized that that version is who I want to get back to. The little girl that loved her hair, that loved playing dress up, taking care of her hair, brushing her hair in the mirror. I can't begin to tell y'all when's the last time I sat in front of a mirror and brushed my hair, just sat with my hair and just loved on it and just gave it time and appreciated it and speak life into it and gave it compliments. And I'm, you know, researching, I'm learning, I'm following other bloggers, other podcasts, and just listening in and taking notes that you gotta speak life into the things that you may feel are dead. And honey, I'm telling y'all, my roots feel like they're dead. And so what I've been doing is I've been writing words of affirmations on my hair care products, on my shampoo bottles, my water bottle. And let me go back, because I didn't make this point. Your hair is like a plant. It is definitely the same thing. You have to water that plant to see it grow. It has to be exposed to sunlight. It has to get proper nutrients, plant food. When you think about your hair, it's the same thing. You gotta water it. And you know, also I was taught in my family not to wet your hair a lot, but I think there was definitely miscommunication and miseducation in that. Sorry. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of people in the melanated community, we were robbed of our choice when it came to the natural phase. And I say personally for me, I believe that's when the disconnect happened, when my mother decided to perm my hair because I was tired of doing the hot comb. So even though it was convenient for her, and you know, it was less time consuming just to just perm my hair, then my hair would be practically done for a good 2 weeks until it was time to perm it again, I feel robbed of that choice. I feel that I violated the trust between me and my hair, because we have a relationship. There's a bond there. Everything on your body that is of you, you have a relationship with. And so I felt that when she robbed me of choice, she also, you know, participated in destroying what was a healthy bond between my hair and I. And even though, yes, I was a little girl and I was frustrated, and I might have been, you know, a hard time or a little difficult when it came to her doing my hair, but I mean, such is life, you know, that's kids. You know, had she, you know, had more patience and talked to me about hair and explain, or find, you know, a common medium, find a compromise, you know, or maybe don't have to straighten my hair. But it goes back to having those European, you know, ideals and European expectations of beauty. To look clean is to straighten your hair and not have nappy roots. But let me tell you something, honey, I am proud of my nappy roots. I'm proud of the way my hair coils, the way it curls, the way it's stubborn, the way it sits on my head, because it was God-given. It is designed for me, just for me. It is mine, and no one can take that. And I feel like everyone's hair pattern is unique. And don't get me wrong, yes, we have the whole hair types, like the 4A's, 3A's, 4C, you know, 2A's and all of that. That's not what I mean, of course, yes. But, you know, just from a general basis, if we look at, you know, the bigger scale and we break it down, no one's hair is exactly the same as another person, you know, genetically speaking. So because there's DNA in hair, so that's why I mentioned that. But all in all, get back to your roots, take some notes, reflect, think about times that you've been frustrated with your hair. What did that feel like? What was going on? What were your thoughts? What was the frequency? What was the vibration of that? If we take more notice, I believe then we're able to, you know, right that wrong. We're able to, you know, correct the behavior. And so, to go back, I've been writing affirmations on my hair care products. I suggest everybody, excuse me, to in purchasing, you know, just a regular plastic spray bottle. You can get them from Walmart, your local stores, Dollar Tree, Dollar General, whatever dollar, you know, store you have in your local town, and just get a spray bottle. In my bottle, I have a concoction that I made. I found it on YouTube, and it was just, you boil fresh rosemary and cloves, and you let it steep and you let it cool, and then you put it in your spray bottle and you spray your hair about 2 to 3 times a week. So this has been a new discovery for me, and it is part of my weekly routine now, and I will definitely update you guys with the results. I personally recommend, again, a hair care journal, the spray bottle. You don't have to do the concoction, just redoing research. Regular water is fine in the bottle. It's just like plants, your hair needs to have water. And we all know water is just one of the biggest, just one of the vital things that the body needs. It's so vital to us for survival. So it makes sense that you would need to water your hair or expose your hair to water more often than we were taught. Like I said, if you had permed hair, then water meant, you know, destroying, you know, what the perm was set out to do. And a lot of times that made our mothers really unhappy with us. That's why we couldn't go into the pools, or we had to wear, you know, the bathing suit caps and stuff to keep that permed hair straight until mama had time to, you know, touch us up or redo when it was time to, you know, get it done again and things like that. So I definitely would recommend a spray bottle. Some people are different. Some people put water or their favorite carrier oil in the bottle. Some people put almonds, some people put grapeseed and water, just as kind of like a fresher. I've seen people even do rose water because it's also fragrant, and you know, it provides, it's kind of like, you know, a 2-for-1 special. It makes your hair smell good, and rose water, there definitely are some benefits in rose water when it comes to skin and hair. And it's also just, you know, what the name implies, it has water in it, so you can put that in your spray bottle. Some people put, you know, different things. I would just implore you to go online, Google, and find what works best for your hair. Definitely when it comes to the roots, take the time to research and find out what your hair type is. You can Google it. There's also hair blogs, hair YouTube videos with a lot of YouTubers who their niche is hair care. So sometimes you'll find some insightful tips on how to discover what kind of hair. They're also on Pinterest. You know, they have pictures to show which, you know, hair type your hair looks closely, you know, the one it closely resembles. So I implore you to do that. You know, research the hair care products. Don't always go for the big brand. And I love that we have a lot of black-owned business hair care lines. But even within those, guys, read what's on the back of the bottle, because a lot of times, if there's alcohol in it, you don't really want that in your hair, because alcohol dries, you know, it dries your hair up, and so it destroys the hair shaft. So you want to really do your research. Stay away from, you know, unnatural fragrances in your hair care products. I know people want their hair to smell good. I mean, who doesn't? But there are some natural fragrances in certain products. I personally would say go to Etsy, because I prefer things being handmade, simply because they don't have all these factory emulsifiers and things that, you know, keep the product's shelf life, you know, extended. But a lot of those things are unnatural, and it does more damage than good long term. You're not going to see it right away, but after a while, it's going to start eating away at your hair or stunt your growth. And I also want to say that, starting from the root, right, set the intention right now, and set the expectation, I meant to say, that it's not about the desired length. It's about the actual journey. Accept where you are. If your hair is shoulder length or neck length, have fun with that length. Accept it. Have fun with it. Love on it. Grow it. Talk to her. Tell her she's beautiful. Tell her she's long and she's growing, and you know, you're grateful to have, you know, these roots on your head. Say things like that, and I promise you, things are going to get easier. Things are going to flow. And I just say, discipline, discipline, discipline. You can't allow the frustration to deter you from the goal. You can't allow, you know, other standards of beauty, you know, just discourage you from your personal hair care journey. And one thing I would tell you, ladies, because I was doing it, stop comparing. Stop looking on Instagram, TikTok, and all the other social medias, you know, and comparing. You see this one girl, and she's beautiful. Her skin looks perfect, and her hair is down to her butt. And you know, especially the 4C women, like, you know, we're taught that we can't, we can't achieve that length. Lies. We can. We just have more shrinkage than the other hair types. And I know I'm a mixed 4C. I used to, when I was young, I was all 4C. But again, when you play around with chemicals and you experiment, you change your hair pattern. Also look into things that help you get back to your original hair pattern. And I know some people are conflicted with that, because some people feel like you can never get back to that original pattern, especially if you chemically processed your hair. I beg to differ, because I used to straighten my hair, I used to texturize my hair, and you know, I didn't have 4C in a long time. But once I slowed down on just chemical processing, and I slowed down on just excessive heat, you know, exposure to excessive heat, my hair started going back to that 4C texture. And yeah, there's some spots in my hair that, you know, is mixed, kind of like 4B or 3A in certain parts. So I know I'm a hybrid of all the hair types. So, but nonetheless, I just really wanted to, you know, talk about where it all started. And so for me, I didn't want to go too deep in, you know, being a child, but I did want to, you know, start from there. So just along the journey from, you know, my adolescent stage going into my, you know, pre-adult and then my adult stage, I've learned that, you know, the transition of the relationship of my hair just kept getting worse. And adulting is hard, so stress strained my hair growth. Depression strained my hair growth. Relationships strained my hair growth. When you're thriving, everything else is. When you're surviving, you know, not so much. So I want to say, just also reflect where you are financially. If you can't afford, you know, all these expensive hair products, it's okay. Go back to the roots, the original way, the natural way. You know, I remember when I was young, my mother used to break eggs on top of my hair. Like, you know, she'll crack the egg and, you know, put it in my hair. That's protein. They package it up now for you with other, you know, additives of other nutrients and other, you know, hair materials and ingredients, and they sell protein. But that's what an egg is. It's protein, and you can use it for your hair. And I used to tell my mom, like, it smelled, and I didn't know why, but, you know, it was just a low budget of what we see now in stores being packaged to us, and that smells better, you know. But I believe the natural way was more effective. It didn't smell so great, but it was more effective. And my mother used to put mayonnaise in my hair, like actual mayonnaise. But mayonnaise has what? Eggs in it. So there was a method to her madness. My hair used to always be thick, strong, and my hair never used to fall out. When she used to comb it and brush it, I had like little shedding, nothing crazy. So things like that. And then you see Cardi B went viral for her hair care. People thinking because she's got all this money, she's spending all this money on hair products. Lo and behold, you know, of course, makes sense. She's from the Caribbean. But lo and behold, baby girl was using avocados, bananas, and olive oil and things in her kitchen. And this is exactly what I'm saying, guys. Let's go back to, you know, our roots, go back to our upbringing and take the positive of, you know, the feelings that we felt, the love that we had for our hair when we were younger, and bring that back. And yeah, that's pretty much what I have on roots. Just, you know, take notes, accept where you are as far as your hair length, your hair texture, the color of it, how it feels, the body of it. Just accept where you are now, and then create a growth plan and jot it down in your journal or your notepad, or you on your phone, you have notepads, and, you know, take notes, create a goal. My goal is to be mid-back length by the end of the year. I'm a little ambitious, but I don't think so much, because my hair is, I would say, by, it's like shoulder, the touch of my shoulder blades, if we're measuring it from the back. So, you know, I definitely feel that I can achieve it. And I would say vitamins. Definitely dieting is a huge part of roots, because I know when I was a little girl, my parents forced me to eat all kind of veggies and stuff I didn't like. When you're an adult, you have a choice, so sometimes you lose certain nutrients and things and nourishments that were good for you, because no one's forcing you to eat, you know, the way that they may want you to eat. And so I would say take a note of dieting, research what goes into your body. I don't like to police people's diets, because I believe that people should actually eat according to their blood type. So all these other diets that you see trending and going around, that those are, a lot of those are one size fits all. I'm not anti-vegan or anti any diet. I just feel that vegan doesn't go with everybody's blood type. Some people are deficient if they go straight fruits and veggies. Like, some people need, you know, animal byproducts. And argue with your mama, because I'm not picking at anybody. I'm just saying that scientifically, if you look this up, certain blood types don't have business eating certain things. That's all I'm gonna say. Just, it's a good read if you look into it. I forgot the name of the book, but I think it's blood types dieting, or dieting and then colon blood types, or something like that. But and that's just my personal opinion. You don't have to eat it. That's just me sharing my personal opinion. So definitely, you know, take note of your diet. Water, water, water. Water your hair like the plant. Water your body like a plant. Take intake water as well as you spraying water on your hair. And, you know, let's break that whole black women don't like getting their hair wet. Well, in the natural world, I learned it's quite the opposite. Hence why I got that water bottle. And write on your products. Write affirmations. I love my hair. My hair is so beautiful. My hair is so long. I love the way you're growing. I'm proud of your growth. Proud of, you know, your shine, your strength. You're strong. You're thick. You're luscious. Find adjectives that vibrate with you. And write them on your hair bottle, write them on your shampoo bottles, write them on your conditioner bottles, whatever you're using, write it on your comb. And also say these things when you're seeing it, chant them while you're doing your hair. Make time in your schedule to spend time with your hair. Take the proper vitamins, especially if you know you're not going to eat right and stick to your diet. Find hair vitamins that work for you. You don't have to spend fancy, you know, on the fancy products or big household name products. You can go to Walmart, your local pharmacy, and just get hair vitamins and just commit to taking those. Now, take note of them. If you don't see much change, of course, move on. Find hair vitamins that actually work for you. I'm not going to list any brands because it makes no sense. And I know there's popular ones like Hairfinity and Mega Growth, I believe, is the other one or her competitor. But some people had better results with one than they did the other. So just do your research because it's not a one size fits all. And that's kind of a big miseducation in the black hair community because we're getting pushed all these products. And I love to see our people grow. And I love the e-commerce businesses and all the, you know, independent businesses and black businesses. But, you know, it's such an oversaturated market now that we're kind of getting shoved all these products in our face because we're assuming that, oh, you know, magic hair growth worked for Sister Girl, it's going to work for me. Everyone's hair is different because, again, your hair carries DNA in it. So there may be something that your DNA in your hair may not like that, you know, Sherry over here may love. So just take a note of, you know, your intake, what's going into the body and what's going out. So if you do those things and you follow, you know, follow me in my hair journey and let's do this together, guys. I'm really excited. I went past the time for this episode, but it makes sense. It's where it all started, so it's going to be the longest episode. And for the next few episodes, I will try to keep them under 20 minutes. But I'm so grateful to have you guys tuning in, supporting, share the podcast. Let's find a way to possibly create a group, an online group, where we can share ideas, share topics and comments and share products. Maybe some people have found a holy grail. I would love to learn what those products are. You know, maybe helping each other find their hair care types or their actual hair types if they're first starting off. And where, what stage are you in your natural journey? Are you natural? Because this isn't just for natural hair. This is for just hair in general. If you're permed hair and your hair is down to your waist or down to your ear, I want to hear about how you take care of it. So I'm going to go ahead and close this episode out. I'm going to wish you guys an amazing, beautiful weekend or week, depending on what time you're tuning into the podcast. I send love and light. I send prosperity, good health, wealth, and abundance. I send nothing but positive vibration, wealth vibration, abundance vibration, good luck vibration. I send all those frequencies out to all my listeners and your families that are connected to you. Let you be the source to all things good with no harm done to none. Thank you so much for tuning in to Naked Meets Noir. Again, today's episode is being sponsored by www.madeinmaji.com. Thank you so much. Until next time, peace and love, y'all.